Smart Talk is supported by Capital Blue Cross, providing healthcare coverage accepted by doctors and specialists in all 50 states. More information is available at capitalbluecross.com. Smart Talk is also supported by UPMC, offering a broad range of cardiac and vascular treatments in our community. More information is available at upmc.com/centralpaheart.
Welcome to Smart Talk. I'm Anaya Falcon. Higher credit scores are benefiting consumers and borrowers, but there are 35% of Americans who don't know their credit scores and are unaware of how it affects their purchasing power. 26 million adults are considered credit invisible, according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Shelley Peterson, director of the Housing and Financial Education Program for Community Progress Council, and Rebecca Grimulia, top Cashback consumer expert, joins us to discuss credit and tips on how to improve it. Shelley and Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Shelley, for those who don't know, what is credit?
Well, credit really represents financial power, and having the credit worthiness to be able to borrow money impacts in so many ways. It can impact employment, on housing, on utilities, and in so many ways, it's important to have credit, to be able to borrow with the promise that you're going to pay it back.
So what are credit reports and what are they used for?
Credit reports basically are pulled by lenders or creditors to determine whether or not somebody is creditworthy, and therefore power to buy, the borrowing power is available to them. So it's important to have not only a good score, because that'll impact on the interest rate you get, but even whether or not you're able to borrow the money or purchase a product of whatever sort.
Rebecca, how can one gain credit if they don't have any at the moment?
If they don't have any at the moment, so let's say you're starting from scratch, depending on your age, you know, you can become an authorized user on a credit card as young as 13. So you're able to start building that credit. But once you turn 18, you can apply for a credit card. But if you are struggling with your credit score, there are different card options where you would deposit money. And that would essentially be your line of credit to, you know, if especially if you cannot get approved for a credit card, there are options for people to build credit like that.
Rebecca, is having no credit better than having bad credit, or can both hold a person back?
Oh, that's a tough question. You know, there is a pro to having credit, because the length of your credit history is better to have some, because that does contribute to your credit score. But the thing is, like Shelley was saying, it can affect whether or not you're going to pay that loan back on time, especially if your credit score is low. So definitely, if you are someone who has bad credit, there are ways to build it up. But equally, if you don't have credit, there are ways to start. So I guess, you know, having bad credit is it's kind of in the middle, but at least you have a little bit longer in terms of credit history.
Shelley, what is a credit score and what makes it fluctuate up and down?
Well, and there are a lot of different kinds of scoring methods and mechanisms. FICO is the one that most lenders and creditors use, and that stands for the Fair Isaac Corporation. They have an algorithm they don't share with anybody as to how they determine it, but it comes up with a score. Credit Karma is a different kind of one. Lots of folks use Credit Karma these days, and that's good because it kind of tells you whether it's going up or down and if there are concerns with your score. But most lenders and creditors use a FICO score instead. And the score can go anywhere from 300 to 850. And obviously, the closer you are to 850, the better. I haven't ever seen a perfect 850 on anybody, but it's really an excellent credit if you've got anywhere 720 and up. And the primary things that kind of lead into or help to contribute to the best possible score is paying your bills on time and not having too much credit used at any time. So like if you've got $1,000 credit available to you, you don't want to use more than 300. You might have a credit card that lets you charge up to $1,000, but you don't want to put $1,000 on it or it's going to ding your score. The creditor's happy because they're going to get more money, more interest. And so they're okay with it. But in order to keep a better score or build your score, you want to keep your utilization, is what they call it, under 30% of whatever's available to you in terms of your credit.
I know one of the things that affects credit is inquiries. So what's the difference between soft inquiries and hard inquiries, and how do they affect a person's credit?
Yeah, and you don't want to have too many inquiries in a 12-month period, because that'll show on your credit score and your credit report too. A soft pull is basically doesn't count against you. A hard pull does. So if a creditor is going to pull it, that's going to be hard. If we as housing counselors, and that's what we do at Community Progress Council, we can pull your credit score, and it's a soft pull where it doesn't ding your credit at all. But a hard pull by a creditor or lender definitely will impact on your score. And the more that you, if you shop around and try and get 5 or 6 different possibilities for credit, it's definitely going to drive your score down, because those are all hard pulls.
Shelley, how often are credit scores updated?
It really depends. The Karma says they do it every day. I'm not sure that's true. There are 3 different credit bureaus that are reported to: Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. And not every creditor reports to all 3. Some do report to all 3. Some only report to 1. For instance, Experian Boost is a new thing right now, where Experian will boost your score if you report to them utilities that are paid or cell phone bills that are paid. And that's good for your Experian score. Doesn't impact at all on your TransUnion or your Equifax score. Those scores are pretty much FICO. I don't know if it's daily, but it's often that they're updating those scores. It depends on how often those credit bureaus are reported to by the creditors and lenders that are contributing to it.
Yeah, and you talked about different credit bureaus there. Rebecca, credit scores normally show up differently with different credit bureaus, as we just discussed. So is there a particular credit bureau that lenders and creditors report to more often?
Not that I know of. I think it really varies. Yeah.
Yeah. So what is the best method to pay back credit card debts?
So the best method really to paying back credit card debt, if you have that balance that's continuing to, carry over month over month, first, look at your expenses and see if there's anything that you can cut out. So things like subscriptions and memberships that can be put on hold, you can freeze, or you can even cancel if you need. That's a really great suggestion. And if you can't find that, everything that you're buying is an essential, definitely look to see where you're spending the most money, and also looking to see what your credit card offers you, because you want to make your money work for you. And especially if you have a credit card, likely there are some rewards with it. So especially if you have a card that gives you cash back or rewards on certain categories, make a note to use that card for those specific purchases, especially if it's cash back. That can be really lucrative. If you can change the category to make, a certain one the highest earning, because if you're using that card constantly for those specific purchases, you can earn that cash back, get a statement credit, essentially getting money off your bill, helping you pay off that balance. And that's really helpful. But of course, incorporating those money saving habits to help you spend within your means as best as possible, especially with the holidays coming up. Obviously, it's a very spend heavy season for people out there. So definitely always look to find the best deals possible by comparing prices. Of course, looking for coupons, shopping sales. I know that's very simple steps, but it can really help you in the long run. And of course, have to, mention topcashback.com, shopping through a cashback site when you're making online purchases and earning, we guarantee the highest percentage of your money back. So little by little, every purchase counts, especially if you're already going to buy these things. Having that money back to put in your bank account, to put towards that credit card bill, can be really helpful in paying it off sooner rather than later.
And if you can't pay the entire balance at the end of the month, pay as much more than the minimum as you can. Yep. Absolutely.
Good point.
Because the minimum payment that they require is never going to get you to the bottom line of zero or for a very, very long time. So as much more than the minimum that you can, the better.
And I'm speaking with Shelley Peterson, Director of the Housing and Financial Education Program for Community Progress Council, and Rebecca Grimulia, Top Cashback Consumer Expert, about credit. So before the break, we talked a little bit about credit here, but I want to know, Rebecca, what is considered a good credit score and what are the benefits to having a good credit score?
Sure. So I have to say, Shelley, you touched on it, 720 or higher, usually that 700 range. And yeah, the 850 score is the perfect one, but it is very rare. And the benefits of having good credit are that it can open a plethora of opportunities to the person, whether it's getting a low interest rate on a mortgage or a car, as well as getting opportunities and benefits from different credit cards and, you know, opening that door to get more of those benefits. Because sometimes we see the better cards do come with that price, whether it's like an annual fee, but you are able to get all these much better significant rewards than you were for other cards.
Shelley,
landlords too are checking credit scores. We're finding more and more often that landlords want to know that you pay your bills on time, even though oftentimes rent isn't even something that's reported on a credit report or a credit score or impacting a credit score. Landlords will pull it. So not only are in home buying or in securing a mortgage, but also in rental, it could make a serious and severe impact if you don't have good credit.
Good point. So talk to me a little bit about bad credit and the barrier that presents for self-sufficiency.
Sure. So with bad credit, definitely. So you may face higher interest loans, which if you're already struggling to pay off that balance on your card, you are just consistently going to be hit with this higher interest rate loan and making your money, you know, increase significantly when it's way more than the original price of the item or whatever the original payment cost was. So that is where you're going to see the effects of the bad credit, as well as not getting approved for certain things too, certain loans. So it really does dictate a lot of different aspects of life for sure.
Shelley, can you add to that?
Yeah, with a credit card right now, I've seen that average credit, the interest rates on credit cards can be anywhere from 15% to 28%. And all of that's based on your credit score and your credit history, how you're doing as well, or how well you've been doing in paying off debts in the past. What kind of credit history you have is going to impact whether you're getting a closer to 15% interest rate or a 28%. And that can be a lot of money if you're not able to pay off that balance every single month.
Shelley, what about those who are married and have a spouse who has a lower credit score than they do? Can that act as a barrier for couples, or are there ways around that?
Yeah, it absolutely can create a barrier. So for instance, we do a lot of home ownership kind of counseling and education at Community Progress Council. And one of the things that as we're pulling credit scores and credit reports, we have to tell couples that the lower of the two middle scores, so husband and wife, whoever's got the lower of the two middle scores, that's the one the lender's going to use in determining that mortgage payment. Hmm. So absolutely, everybody needs to work on building their credit, paying bills on time, being very mindful of their credit history and their credit scores.
So as I said earlier in the introduction of this interview, I talked about there being a lack of credit literacy. So what are some of the barriers to credit literacy, Shelley?
I think people really, you don't get that in school. You're not educated in high school or college or out in the real world very much. I appreciate Smart Talk for doing this, because absolutely, the more people know about what they can do, Community Progress Council offers a lot of workshops on financial literacy, and they're all free, and we want to help people build that power. Because as I said at the beginning, credit really represents financial power, and financial power is absolutely essential to be self-sufficient, and getting the information is important. And it's not available in some of the places where you'd think you'd find it in schools.
Yeah, that's true. Rebecca, what are some of the common mistakes that people make with credit?
I think probably the most common mistake is paying only the minimum when you can pay it in full. I've seen that many a times in, anecdotes from people. And I just paying that minimum when you can really pay the full, that is really where you're going to see that interest rate affect you. So if you're able to pay off your bill in full and on time, of course, that will really help your credit score.
Shelley, any additions to her response there?
No, that's perfect, Rebecca. That's absolutely what you have to do. You don't have to pay any interest at all. I mean, you could have a really high interest on a card, but you pay it off at the end of the month, you're not paying any interest at all. No interest will be charged to you. But if you carry and continue to carry a balance, absolutely, that interest rate's gonna get you. Makes the creditors rich. They like it.
Yeah.
It doesn't help you at all.
And you just mentioned interest rates. So what does a good credit card interest rate look like, Shelley?
If you pay it off at the end of every month, your balance, it doesn't matter what it is.
That's true.
That's the most important thing to get across. But obviously the lower one. So if you're going to look for a credit card, you want to look for it as low as possible. But you got to know that your credit score is going to impact on how low that will be. If you have a 620 or a 500 credit score, you're going to have a higher interest rate on that card no matter what. So I don't know, 15 to 28 is typically what I see, but they have that range because it's based on how your credit score looks and how you've used credit to that point.
So Rebecca, how can people know if they have the right credit card for their needs?
Sure. So the key to finding the right credit card or even just reviewing what you already have, what cards you already have, is to look at where you're spending the most money, because you want that card to work in conjunction with your lifestyle. And that way you can earn the most back, earn the most rewards back, whatever you're going to use the card for. There's, you know, obviously miles you can get, whatever is going to best help you in your lifestyle, whether you want to pay off bills. So statement credits and cashback are always really great. Personally, I love those cards. But if you are someone who travels a lot, you know, something with miles may be more beneficial. So just really reviewing all the options, knowing the categories that you can earn cash back in, knowing if you can get exclusive offers for your card and activating them, even if you're not sure if you're going to use them. I always review mine that I get, and it's, you know, sometimes you may think you're going to go to that store and spend that much amount of money, activate it anyway, because then if you use it, you get that reward and it's great to add onto your statement credit. So definitely review all the benefits that your card offers you and know what cards to use. Of course, if you're doing your groceries, you're getting gas, you're doing online shopping, that's always really important to note, you know, when you're using your credit card.
And go for an annual credit card or a card that has no annual fee. Absolutely. Yeah. Look for one that doesn't have an annual fee, because that's the way, if you're going to pay it off every month, that's the way those creditors get their money. They charge you an annual fee to have their card. So it's obviously better if you can get a card with no annual fee too.
Shelley, is there any benefit of having credit with a credit union instead of a regular credit card company?
No, I don't know that there is. I don't think that really makes a difference. I think that credit unions are a great way to start building credit, because you can get a secured card there, but you can in most banks too. And you obviously, a credit union might be more willing to, because you're going to have a secured card, to offer you the credit over a store that, although a lot of the smaller stores will give you credit to just kind of see how you do, if they won't, based on the fact that you either have a low score or no score, then absolutely a secured card is the better way to go. And you can always get those through a credit union or bank if you've got a good history with them.
So Rebecca, today marks 30 days till Black Friday. And during the holiday shopping season, I'm sure we can expect many store credit card deals. Rebecca, what are some ways to decipher between the store credit card deals that are worth it and the ones that aren't?
I think the key with store credit cards is knowing how often you're going to the store. Also, of course, looking to see if there's an annual fee. That plays a big role. But if there are discounts on there that you know you can get other times in the season, you know, let's say the card offers 5% cash back on every purchase, but you only go to the store maybe a couple times a year if it's a larger store, always just really weigh the pros and cons, I think, of how it's going to best fit into your lifestyle. Because if you know that, okay, I can get 5% back on these 5 purchases that I'm going to make throughout the year, but I know that they do have a big sale in January or something like that, just make sure that it's all fitting together properly. Or if you know that you're already going to get a better discount somewhere else for those items, that's, I think, something that you have to consider, just knowing the promotions and how often you go to these stores and whether it's worth it or not for you. I know that's always enticing, especially when people are checking out. They let you know that you're pre-approved for a card and you can get 10% off right now. But, you know, I think if you wait a couple weeks, you might get more than 10% off in holiday sales. So always keep that in mind, too.
That's a good point. Shelley, you talked a little bit about the housing and financial education program at Community Progress Council. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how people can get more information?
Absolutely. They can contact our office. We're located at 226 East College Avenue here in York, and we offer free financial literacy, not only the classes, the workshops, which actually give you all the basic information you need, but also we offer one-on-one counseling where we can pull your credit. It's a soft pull, so it doesn't ding your credit score. And then we can review all of the credit report with you, review your spending plan to make sure that you're able to pay off as much as possible on every one of those credit cards, or even pay them down, way down, so that you're not having to pay out as much in interest. So we're very interested in providing that service to the community, and absolutely anybody, no income limits, no credit card limits, doesn't matter. We're happy to help and provide that information free.
Awesome. Well, it's been great speaking with both of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.